Oh Lord Jesus, we've gathered together in your name.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们奉你的名聚集在一起。
And you have told us that where two or even three gather in your name, there you are standing in the midst.
你告诉我们，无论在哪里，有两三个人奉你的名聚会，你就站在我们的当中。
We ask you, Lord, to pour out your Spirit upon us.
主，我们恳求你浇灌你的灵在我们中间，
Turn our eyes upon you,
把我们的眼目转向你，
that we may learn more about you.
好让我们更多的认识你。
We want to get better acquainted with you.
我们渴望更多的跟你熟识。
We thank you for your promise that you stand in our midst.
我们感谢你的应许，你就站在我们中间。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We thank you for so many that are hungry for you.
我们感谢你，我们有这么多的人饥渴的要你。
We bow before you.
我们在你的面前下拜。
Have your way in all we say and do.
在我们所说的一切、所做的一切事上，求你凭你意行。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
It's always a joy to be gathered together with you.
每一次跟你们聚集在一起都是非常的喜乐。
Every time I gather with this group, Jesus is so precious.
我每一次跟这一群弟兄姐妹聚集在一起是非常的喜乐。
Sister Alice is going to sing and pray for us.
圣经姐妹要为我们唱诗祷告。
哦，哈利路亚！感谢赞美主，我们来到他的面前，哦，真的是就是要来敬拜他，要来遇见他，也真的是求神赐给我们一个饥渴慕义的心。哦，好像在荣耀的光辉里面，罗炳生师母也讲过一句话，也就是说，只有这样饥渴的要他自己。他才会带给我们他的自己，哈利路亚！愿神今天再来充满我们，再来向我们显现。哦，哈利路亚！哦，我们渴慕他的自己，渴慕他的同在，赞美神，
哈利
赞
路
美
亚。
神，哈利路亚！神在天上有一宝贝，丰富无人能言述，永远心爱他所宝贵，就是他自主基督。神在地上有一宝贝，价值为有生之息。既深信爱仍难撤亏，基督启示我心底。圣洁火焰舌头领导，勇者永远无穷尽，去永不竭的无价宝，充满所选的器皿。神从天上荣耀里头，进来充满这器皿，用他爱的无限富有，满足所有渴慕心。虽受折磨、试炼、试探，荣耀护照仍不变。葡萄树枝与树相连，向主倒空你自己。泥土器皿使人鄙视，软弱贫穷又卑贱， 装着宝贝，深深火焰，将主荣耀来彰显。愿我更加倒空谦卑，不为人知，不炫耀，着身亲密，更为尊贵，充满基督的荣光，乌合十五遮赤荣光，也无自己的遮蔽，将这奇妙救恩宣扬，倒空充满他自己。愿我更加倒空谦卑，不为人知，不炫耀，着身启明，更为尊贵，充满基督的荣光。乌合十五遮赤荣光，也无自己的遮蔽，将这奇妙救恩宣扬，倒空充满他自己。哈利路亚，是的，主啊，这是我们的祷告，愿我们更加的倒空谦卑。哦，哈利路亚，赞美神，主，你的话也说，若有人要跟随我，就要背起他的十字架来跟从我。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美神，让我们真的是在你的面前，能够更多的，低伏下来，低伏下来，哦，帮助我们能够退回你的里面，来支取你今天说要赐给我们的这一切。哈利路亚！也赐给我们在主里面的顺从，使我们能够在每一件事情上面都能够遵行你的旨意。赞美主，因为知道这一切都是神所做的。主啊，哦，我们是。什么都不能做，我们真的是非常的软弱、贫穷又卑贱呐、啊！哦，主啊，愿你是陶匠，我们是泥土，照着你的旨意来成就在我们的身上。哦，愿我们更多的降服，更多的低伏在你的面前。哦，求主用你的圣灵，哦，再来充满我们，充满我们每一个人。赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，让耶稣在我们里面彰显出来，让你在我们里面显为大。哦，赞美主，赞美神，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, the Lord is with us.
荣耀，荣耀，主与我们同在。
He has a wonderful treasure in heaven, the Lord Jesus.
他在天上有一个这样奇妙的宝贝，就是主耶稣。
But he wants Jesus Christ to be real within us.
但是他也愿意主耶稣基督在我们里面是这样真实的活出来。
Oh, I want you to turn to Colossians for a moment, chapter 1.
我想请大家翻到哥罗西书第一章。
And I'm reading verses 24 to the end, 29.
我要从24节读到29节。
I now rejoice in my sufferings for you.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。
And fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ.
并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
For the sake of his body, which is the church.
在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you.
我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，
To fulfill the word of God.
要把神的道理传得全备。
Verse 26 is very precious. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations.
26节非常的宝贵，这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，
But now has been revealed to his saints.
但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery.
神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Among the Gentiles,
在外邦人中，
which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Him we preach,
我们传扬他，
warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom,
是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。
that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
Of course, it was Apostle Paul that wrote these words.
当然是使徒保罗写了这些话语。
And I want you especially to pay attention that there's been a mystery, it's hidden from all ages.
我想让大家特别的注意到，这是在历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
That's verse 26.
26节。
It's been hidden from generations and has been revealed to his saints.
从历世历代以来，这奥秘一直隐藏着，直到现在他向他的圣徒显明了。
God had a secret for thousands of years.
有上千年之久，神一直隐藏着这个奥秘。
It was a mystery.
这是他的秘密，他是他的奥秘。
But he wanted to reveal it to those who belong to him.
但是他渴望向那些属于他的人们来显明。
He wanted to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery.
他要让这奥秘在外邦人中彰显出何等丰盛的荣耀，
Among the Gentiles.
在我们这些外邦人当中，
If you are not Jewish or Hebrew, you're a Gentile.
如果你不是犹太人，你就是外邦人。
I'm a Gentile too.
我也是外邦人。
And this is the mystery.
这就是那奥秘。
It is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
就是基督在你的里面成了荣耀的盼望。
And Paul goes on to say, Him we preach.
保罗继续说，我们传扬的是他。
We're teaching every man and woman
我们要教导个人，教导每一个男人、女人。
that we may present you perfect in Christ Jesus.
好把你们每个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
We won't be perfect in our self life, but we'll be perfect in Christ.
在我们自己的自我的生命里，不是完美的，不是完全的，但是在基督里，我们要成为完全的。
This is the theme of the entire JMI ministry.
这就是 JMI 施工的整个主题。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
基督在我们里面成了有荣耀的盼望。
Isn't it wonderful it's being made known to us?
这是何等的奇妙，它向我们显明了。
It's been hidden for ages.
它曾经在历史历代以来都被隐藏。
And for many generations,
世世代代都被隐藏。
it's still not very visible to many Christians.
直到今天，对许多的基督徒还不是那么的显明。
They try to live a good life.
他们尝试着要活一个很好的基督徒生活。
We don't realize how Jesus wants to live out his life in us.
我们并没有意识到，是耶稣基督渴望在我们里面活出他自己。
That's the hope of glory, to have Christ living within us.
这就是我们荣耀的盼望，让基督在我们里面活。
We welcome him in, but he wants more territory.
我们已经邀请他进来，但是他渴望得着更多的领土。
He wants us to come to the place where he is living out his life through us.
他渴望我们进到一个地步，是他自己在我们里面活出他的生命。
And the person who wrote this was Saint Paul.
写这些话语的是使徒保罗。
This is the truth he gave him.
这就是神赐给他的真理。
That Christ lived a perfect life when he was here on earth.
当基督在世上的时候，他活出了一个完美的生命。
He gave his life a sacrifice for our sin.
他为着我们的罪献上了赎罪祭。
But when he came and poured out his spirit within us,
但是当他来把他的圣灵浇灌在我们里面，
he wanted us to represent him in this world.
他渴望我们在这世上来彰显他自己。
So Paul found that out in his own life.
所以保罗也在他自己的生命里发现了这一点。
Later on in our lesson, we learn that. He said, Christ lives in me.
在我们后面的课程里，我们会发现保罗说是基督活在我里面。
I've been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It's no longer I that live, but Christ living in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
That's our call too. Jesus wants to live out his life through us.
这也是我们的呼召，基督渴望在我们里面活出他自己。
Oh, some of you were not with us yesterday, so let's go back to Acts chapter 9.
你们中间有些人昨天可能没有来上课，所以让我们再回到《使徒行传》第九章。
We see that Paul was on his way. To arrest the Christians.
我们看到保罗在去大马士革的路上，他要来逮捕基督徒。
That's Acts 9, verse 3.
《使徒行传》第九章第三节。
As he was journeying to Damascus, suddenly a light shone from heaven on him.
扫罗行路，将到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
It was so bright he fell to the ground.
这光是这样的耀眼，他就扑倒在地。
And the voice said, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
他听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
And his first question is, Who are you, Lord?
？”他的第一个问题是说：“主啊，你是谁
He didn't know who he was, but he recognized he was the Lord.
？”他并不知道这一位是谁，但是他知道这一位是主。
And the Lord answered and said in verse 5, I am Jesus.
主耶稣在第五节回答他说：“我就是耶稣。
The one you are persecuting.
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
It's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
扫罗，你用脚踢刺是难的。
So now he's trembling when Jesus tells him who he is.
所以现在，当主耶稣告诉他他是谁的时候，扫罗开始战惊。
He's so shaken.
他全身战惊，
He's already on the ground.
他已经扑倒在地了。
He asked another question.
他问了另外一个问题。
Verse 6, Lord, what do you want me to do?
第六节，他问主说：“主啊，你要我做什么
That's the question we should always be asking the Lord Jesus.
？”这是一个我们应当一直问主的一个问题。
He called him Lord in both places.
在这两次的问题，他都称主为主。
Even though he didn't know who he was.
虽然他并不知道这一位是谁。
But when he finds out, his question is, What do you want me to do?
当他发现主是谁的时候，他立即问他：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
Oh, I believe the Lord wants us to ask that question all through our lifetime.
我相信主要我们一生之久都来问他这个问题。
You know how to get quiet and wait in the presence of the Lord?
你们都知道怎样安静的在神的面前等候他。
That should be our goal every morning to get quiet before Him.
这应当是我们每天早晨的一个目标，在他面前安静的等候。
And ask him again, what do you want me to do?
再一次的问他这个问题，主啊，你要我做什么？
Lead me and guide me.
求你带领我，指引我。
And the Lord told him, you go into the city and it'll be told you what you should do.
主耶稣告诉他，你进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
They had to lead him there because he was totally blind.
他必须有人带领他去那里，因为他眼睛看不见。
And after 3 days, he hadn't eaten or drank anything.
他3日不能看见，也不能吃，不能喝。
And then there's a disciple of the Lord called Ananias, and God called him.
然后在那里有一个主的门徒，名叫亚拿尼亚，主也呼召了他。
He told him exactly where to go. And look for Saul of Tarsus.
主清楚地告诉他到哪里去可以找到这一位大叔的扫罗。
And the Lord also said, He's had a vision and he sees you coming to pray for him.
主也告诉他说，扫罗看见了一个异象，在异象里他看到一个人名叫亚拿尼亚来找他。
Oh, but Ananias was afraid.
哦，但是亚拿尼亚很害怕。
I've heard so much about him. He's coming here to hurt us.
哦，我已经听说了很多关于扫罗的事，他来这里是要来伤害我们。
But the Lord answers verse 15.
但是主在15节回答他。
He said, Go, for he's a chosen vessel of mine.
他说：“你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿。”
And I'm going to show him the things he's going to have to bear for my sake.
我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
And Ananias went just like the Lord told him.
亚拿尼亚就照着主所吩咐的去了。
And when he entered the door, he called him Brother Saul.
当他进入那家的门口，告他称扫罗为兄弟扫罗。
He laid his hands on him. And his eyes, the scales fell off his eyes.
他把手按在扫罗身上，扫罗眼睛上就有鳞片掉下来。
He was baptized in water.
他就起来受了洗。
And he spent some days with the disciples in Damascus.
他也在大马士革跟门徒们同住了些日子。
That was the beginning of Paul's journey.
这就是保罗宣教旅程的开始。
He became a servant of the Lord Jesus.
他成了一个主耶稣的仆人。
Let's take note of what the Lord said about him.
让我们来注意一下主耶稣是怎样提到他的。
He's a chosen vessel.
他是一个蒙拣选的器皿。
That was the title of our lesson the Lord gave me, a chosen vessel.
这就是这两天的课的主题，主赐给我的蒙拣选的器皿。
And also the Lord said, I'm going to show him the things he has to suffer.
主也说道：“我要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
God is so good to call us.
”真是这么样的美好，他呼召了我们。
And if we want to be one of those chosen vessels, He wants us first to say, What do you want me to do?
如果我们也想要成为被拣选的器皿之一，我们首先要问的一个问题就是：“主啊，你要我做什么
He wants to lead us day by day.
？”他渴望每一天都来引导我们。
He wants to speak to us and show us the path.
他渴望对我们说话，指示我们当行的路。
And the Lord also said, I'm going to show him the things he has to suffer.
主也说道：“我要指示他，他要为我的名受哪些苦难。
If you read the book of Acts, you see how many things he had to suffer.
”如果你读《使徒行传》，你就会看见保罗要受哪些的苦难。
I'm going to turn to Ephesians
非要来翻到《以弗所书
chapter 1.
》第一节。
And we're going to read verses 3 to 6.
所述第一章3到6节。
Of course, when Paul starts writing it, he calls himself an apostle of Jesus Christ.
在这本书的一开始，保罗称自己为基督耶稣的使徒保罗。
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第3节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，
Just as He chose us in Him.
就如神从创立世界以先，在基督里拣选了我们，
Before the foundation of the world,
在从创立世界以先，
that we should be holy without blame before him in love.
使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
He predestined us to adoption.
他又按着自己的意志所喜悦的预定我们得
And
着儿子的名分。
That we might be sons by Jesus Christ to Himself.
借着基督耶稣得着儿子的名分，
According to the good pleasure of His will.
是照着他自己意志所喜悦的。
To the praise of the glory of His grace.
好使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，
By which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
这恩典他是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
There, in verse 4, there's that word again. He chose us in Him.
在第4节，这里又一次提到，他是在基督里拣选了我们。
Jesus said that before he went to the cross to the disciples. You haven't chosen me, I've chosen you.
主耶稣上十字架之前，对门徒们说：“不是你们拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们。
And when Paul is talking about it to the Ephesians, he said he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
”当保罗写给以弗所人书信的时候，他说：“神是从创立世界以先，就在基督里拣选了我们。”
It was his plan all along
这是他一直以来的计划。
that Jesus would become the Lamb of God.
好像耶稣基督成为神的羔羊。
When God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son Isaac, God had a plan.
当亚伯拉罕将要把他的儿子以撒献上为祭的时候，神阻止了他，
He knew that Abraham was obedient.
因为他知道亚伯拉罕是顺服的。
But God was going to offer his own son,
但神的计划是把他自己的爱子献上为祭。
which he did on Calvary. He offered his son to be our savior.
他在加略山上这样做了，他把他自己的爱子献上为祭，成为我们的救主。
He chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
他是从创立世界以先就在基督里拣选了我们。
That we should be holy without blame before him in love.
好，让我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Or how could we be holy?
我们怎么样才能成为圣洁呢？
That's through the precious blood of Jesus.
是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
When we accepted him, he washed us in his blood.
当我们接受他的时候，他就在他的宝血里洁净了我们。
And he wants us to walk in holiness before him.
他要让我们在他面前行走在圣洁里。
Yes, God had this treasure in heaven, the Lord Jesus.
是的，神在天上有这样一个宝贝，就是主耶稣。
But he gave him to us that he might have many sons and many daughters.
但是他把这宝贝耶稣也赐给了我们，好让他得着很多的儿女。
Verse 5, he predestined us to adoption as sons.
第5节，又按着自己意志所喜悦的。预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，
It was according to his good pleasure to do this.
这是他自己所喜悦的旨意。
He made us accepted in the beloved Jesus.
他使我们在耶稣的宝血里面得蒙悦纳。
And by him we have redemption through his blood.
借着他，我们在他的宝血里得蒙救赎。
And the forgiveness of sin.
我们的过犯也得以赦免。
That's step number one that we have surrendered to him.
这是我们基督徒生命的第一步，就是降服于他。
That's what Paul did when he said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
这也就是保罗所做的，当他问主这个问题：“主啊，你要我做什么
He surrendered completely.
？”他把自己完全的降服。
And God wanted to fill Paul with his own spirit.
神渴望以他自己的灵充满保罗。
He wasn't there officially on the day of Pentecost, but later he's filled with God's Spirit.
在五旬节那一天，他并没有出现在门徒们当中，但是后来他也被圣灵充满。
God wants each one of us to be filled with his own Spirit.
神渴望我们中间的每一位都被他的灵充满。
He wants us not only to be a chosen vessel, but be a clean vessel.
他要我们不单是被拣选的器皿，而且是清洁的器皿。
That's why our verse says that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
所以我们这里的经文说，我们在他面前应当成为圣洁、无有瑕疵、满有他的爱。
When I first gave myself in consecration to the Lord, I realized I needed a deeper cleansing.
当我开始把自己献给神的时候，我意识到我需要得到他的洁净。
There were things I had to let go of.
我需要放下很多的事。
And that's what we call surrender.
这就是我们所称为的奉献自己。
That's the beginning of being a chosen vessel.
这是成为蒙拣选器皿的第一步。
God knew he could take somebody like Saul of Tarsus and make him into a new creation.
神知道他可以把大树的扫罗变成一个新造的人。
He cleansed him in the blood of Jesus.
他把扫罗在耶稣基督的宝血里清洁洁净。
And he wanted to make us to be filled with his Holy Spirit.
他也让他的器皿被他的圣灵来充满。
Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to us.
主耶稣应许要把他的圣灵赐给我们。
He not only said, "You haven't chosen me, but I've chosen you."
他不但说不是你们拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们。
That you should go forth and bring forth fruit to redemption.
你们应当出去为我结果子。
But he told the disciples when he was ascending into heaven, wait for the promise of the Father.
而且，当他升天的时候，他也告诉门徒们：“你们要等候从父来的应许。
And they did just that. They waited 10 days.
”门徒们就照着行了，他们等候了10天。
Sometimes people hardly wait 10 minutes.
有的时候，人们连等候10分钟都很难。
But that's part of our ministry, is that we wait in the presence of the Lord.
但这就是我们事工所注重的，我们要在神的面前等候他。
He wants to make changes in us.
他渴望在我们里面做改变。
He wants every day to wash us and cleanse us.
他渴望每一天都来洁净我们，清洁我们。
The Holy Spirit was given to reveal truth to us.
他把圣灵赐下来，要把他的真理彰显给我们。
He was given to correct us.
他圣灵被赐下来，要来纠正我们，
And to lead us into all truth.
也带领我们进入一切的真理。
That was the next step for the Apostle Paul. He had to be filled with God's Spirit.
这也就是使徒保罗生命的第二步，他要被圣灵充满。
That's the only way we can be like Jesus.
这是我们可以像耶稣基督的唯一方式。
We have to have the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
我们必须有使主耶稣基督从死里复活的那同一位灵住在我们里面。
If we're filled with his spirit, we'll act like Jesus.
如果我们是被圣灵充满的，我们就会像基督耶稣一样的行事为人。
We read in the book of Acts of how they were filled with the Spirit and went to Antioch.
我们在《使徒行传》里读到门徒们怎样被圣灵充满，他们来到安提阿。
And people took notice of them that they had been with Christ, so they called them Christian.
人们注意到他们是像耶稣基督一样的，所以就称他们为基督徒。
So our first step is to make a full surrender.
所以我们的第一步是完全的降服。
That's what we recognize in Paul when he said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?"
这也是我们注意到保罗的第一步，他问主说：“主啊，你要我做什么
We have to surrender our own ideas,
？”我们必须要降服我们自己的意见、
our own plans.
自己的计划。
This year marks the 60th anniversary of the day I wrote out a consecration.
今年是我向主写下完全奉献的盟约的第60周年。
I had been through a serious operation,
我最近做了一个重大的手术，
and I belonged to Jesus, but I realized I needed to surrender myself fully.
我属于耶稣，但是我意识到我必须把自己完全的交给他。
So I took a pen and pencil and I wrote out a surrender。
所以我就拿出纸和笔，我就写下向他完全奉献的盟约。
I gave my parents to the Lord and my future to the Lord.
我把我的父母、我的未来都献给了主。
My ideas about marriage
我关于婚姻的看法，
and my thoughts of ministry.
我关于服侍的想法。
I just said, Jesus, I'm yours.
我就是说，耶稣，我是属于你的。
Do with me as seems good to you.
求你照着你看为好的，坐在我身上。
And through the years, it's so wonderful when I hear the Lord in a difficult situation say to me, You're mine.
所以在这些年间，每当我遇到一个艰难的环境，我听到主说：“你是属我的。”这是多么的美好！
Nothing can be more wonderful than to have him say, You're mine.
我想没有比听到主说你是属我的更美好的了。
When you get quiet in his presence, you'll hear his voice.
当你安静在他面前的时候，你听到他的声音，
That's the voice of his spirit.
那就是他圣灵的声音。
Oh, how we need to present ourselves as clean vessels.
哦，我们何等需要把自己作为清洁的器皿献给他。
As the Lord, Paul said to the Ephesians, you should be holy.
这就是保罗对以弗所人所说的：“你们应当是圣洁的。
We can only be holy as he gives us of his Holy Spirit.
”除非他把他圣洁的灵赐给我们，我们才能成为圣洁。
We were washed in the blood of Jesus.
我们是在耶稣的宝血里得洁净的。
We have redemption through his blood.
我们借着他的宝血得蒙救赎。
But there is part of our nature that needs to be changed.
但是在我们的天性里，有一些部分需要被改变。
So as we look at the life of Paul, we see sometimes he had ideas of his own.
所以，当我们看使徒保罗的生命，有的时候他有他自己的意思。
He wanted to go minister to a part of the world, and the Holy Spirit said no.
他想要去世界有一个地方去服侍，但是圣灵禁止了他。
He could say, Oh, that isn't God, that's my own feeling.
他也许可以说：“哦，以这样的借口说，哦，这是我自己的感觉。
No, but he got his ear. Tuned to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
”但是他的耳朵需要被调整，能够听见圣灵的声音。
And so he changed his plan and said, Lord, what would you have me do?
所以他改变了他的计划，问主说：“主啊，你要我做什么？”
That's the way we need to live our life.
这应当我们过生活的方式。
And if something appears in our life that isn't like Christ, we should ask Him to cleanse us.
如果在我们的生活中有一些不像基督的地方，我们应当求他来洁净我们。
Oh, run to Jesus and say, Wash me, make me clean.
我们应当跑向耶稣，跟他说：“哦，耶稣，赦免我，洁净我。”
That we might be ready for His coming.
好，让我们为着他的再来预备好。
He comes into clean vessels.
他临到那些清洁的器皿。
He wants our vessel be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
他要我们的器皿在耶稣基督羔羊的宝血里得洁净。
And if words come that are not from Jesus, ask him to wash away those words.
如果有一些话语不是从耶稣基督来的，请求他来洁净那些话语。
Sometimes thoughts from the enemy are there to disturb us.
有的时候，我们有一些心思意念是从仇敌来的，来搅扰我们的。
Or say, Lord, give me the mind of Christ.
我们祷告说：“主啊，求你把基督的心思意念赐给我。”
Wash me in your precious blood
在你宝贵的血里洁净我，
and fill me with your spirit.
用你的灵充满我。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians
让我们翻到哥林多前书
chapter 1.
1章。
This is verses 26 to 29.
第26节到29节。
For you see, your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh.
弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的，按着肉体有智慧的不多，
Not many mighty,
有能力的不多，
not many noble
有尊贵的也不多。
are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame things which are mighty.
又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
And the base things of the world and the things which are despised. Despised has God chosen.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的。
And the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are,
以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
that no flesh should glory in his presence.
使一切有血气的，在神面前一个也不能自夸。
These are the one God's calling.
这些人就是神所呼召的。
You don't have to be very wise.
你不需要是一个很有智慧的人。
You don't have to be powerful
你不见得是一个很有能力的人，
or even noble.
甚至是有尊贵的人。
But God has chosen. There's our word again. He's chosen.
但是这是神所拣选的，这里又是一次我们所说的这个主题。
Foolish things to put to shame the wise.
他拣选了愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。
He's chosen those of us who are weak
他拣选了我们这些软弱的人。
to put to shame things that are mighty and think they can do it all.
叫那强壮的羞愧，他们以为他们可以做所有的事，
The base things the people don't have any use for.
他也拣选了世上卑贱的，他们看来一无所用，
And even those that are despised by others.
甚至那些被人厌恶、藐视的，
But God has chosen them.
但是是神拣选了他们。
The things which are not,
还有那些无有的，
to bring to nothing things that are,
不要废掉那有的，
that God may have all the glory.
好让神得着一切的荣耀。
You know, when the 11 apostles were preparing for Pentecost,
你知道，当那11位使徒在等候五旬节降临的时候。
if they got to choose who would be the apostle, they would never have chosen Paul.
如果他们可以有机会来选择谁做第12个使徒，他们绝不会选择使徒保罗。
We gotta be careful those that we judge incorrectly.
我们要小心，也许我们的判断不是正确的。
God said, Paul is a chosen vessel of mine.
神说，保罗是我所拣选的器皿。
God knew what he could do with him.
神知道他可以在保罗身上做什么。
He knew once he appeared to him, showed himself to him, Paul would be knocked off his high horse.
神知道，一旦他向保罗显示他自己，向他彰显他自己的荣耀，保罗立即就会从高头大马上下来。
God likes to call those that are humble.
神喜悦呼召那些卑微的人。
It says even he's chosen foolish things.
他甚至说，他选择了那些愚拙的。
He's chosen weak people.
他拣选了软弱的人。
There isn't any one of us that he isn't reaching toward us to choose us.
在我们中间，没有任何人是他不能够接触的，是他不能够拣选的。
But if he chooses us, we find out that he can make us what we ought to be.
但一旦他拣选了我们，我们会发现他可以把我们制作成他要的样式。
He did it with those disciples.
他坐在那些门徒们身上了。
It amazes me what happened in Peter.
这是我何等惊讶，看到彼得的生命。
He denied Jesus that he even knew him.
他甚至否认了耶稣。
And 50 days later, after Pentecost, he is preaching in the name of Jesus.
然而，就在五旬节之后，五十天以后，在他否认主五十天以后，他竟然。在传讲耶稣的名，
What a change took place!
这是何等剧烈的转变！
Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
彼得被圣灵充满，
and he stood up to explain it to the people.
他站起来向会众传讲耶稣的名。
And that day, 3,000 souls were saved.
那一天有3000人悔改。
Now, some people would have given up on Peter.
有些人可能早就放弃彼得了。
But as the leaven were getting ready at this, when Jesus ascended into heaven,
当主耶稣升天以后，这11位使徒预备好了。
he said, "Wait for the promise of the Father."
耶稣告诉他们要等候从父来的应许。
Jesus told them about it. You're going to have a helper.
主耶稣已经告诉他们了，你们要得着一位保惠师。
He dwells with you, but he wants to be in you.
他住在你们里面，他也与你们同在。
That's the Holy Spirit,
那就是圣灵，
the very Spirit of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣基督自己的灵。
Because in Romans we learn that if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His.
在罗马书，我们知道他说，如果你里面没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
When we were born again, we were born of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
当我们重生得救的时候，我们是从耶稣基督的灵而生的。
After Jesus rose from the dead, he visited the disciples and breathed on them.
当主耶稣从死里复活以后，他向门徒们吹气。
He said, "Wait for the promise of the Father."
他说：“你们要等候从父来的应许。
What was that promise?
”那应许是什么呢？
It's in Ezekiel, it's in Joel. "I will pour out my spirit on all flesh."
在以西结书、在约珥书都提到了，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
But many times people feel they can do it on their own.
但很多的时候，人们觉得他们可以自己做一些事，
They can evangelize the world.
他们可以向全世界传福音。
But Jesus gives us the same commandment: wait for the promise of the Father.
但主耶稣也给了我们同样的命令，你们要等候从父来的应许。
Wait to be filled with my spirit.
要等候被我的灵来充满。
And we see the disciples turned the world upside down.
我们看到门徒们把整个世界都翻转了。
If you read through the book of Acts, you see miracle after miracle.
如果你读《使徒行传》，你就会看到一个又一个的神迹。
God gave them of his own spirit.
神把他自己的灵赐给了他们。
But Jesus had to prepare the way by shedding his blood.
但主耶稣首先要借着流血来预备这条道路。
Oh, he said, now he's washed us, he's cleansed us.
哦，他说现在他已经把我们洁净了、清洁了。
And we can be a clean vessel in his hand.
我们可以成为在他手中清洁的器皿。
Yes, God desires and chooses clean vessels.
这是神的渴望，他要拣选那些清洁的器皿。
There's some things you need to let go of.
你有一些事需要放下的，
Make a full surrender.
要做一个完全的奉献。
And if we wait in the presence of the Lord day by day, He shows us our need.
如果我们每一天在神的面前等候他，他就会显示我们的需要。
There's a price to be a chosen vessel.
要成为被拣选的器皿，是有一个代价要付的。
Paul paid that price.
保罗付上了这个代价。
He was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满。
And then he went about preaching the gospel everywhere God sent him.
然后他就去各处传扬福音。
Oh, that we may do as Paul did, seek the Lord.
哦，但愿我们像保罗一样来寻求神。
God said he's chosen you from the foundation of the world.
神说他是从创世以先就拣选了你们，
Isn't that amazing? He saw each one of us.
这是何等的奇妙！他早就看见了我们每一个人。
And the mystery is he wanted to put his own son within us.
这个奥秘是他渴望把他自己的爱子放在我们里面。
As you receive the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
当你们领受了耶稣基督的灵的时候，
you'll be led like Paul was to do the will of God.
你就会像保罗一样被他的灵引领来行神的旨意。
What Paul is saying to the Corinthians, you don't have to be somebody important.
保罗在对哥林多人说：“你不需要是一个重要的人物，
You don't have to be a mighty strong personality.
你不需要有一个非常大有能力的天性。
He takes the weak things.
”他拣选了软弱的人，
He takes those that are despised.
他拣选了那些被人藐视的。
He can even take someone like Paul that persecuted him.
他甚至可以拣选像保罗这样逼迫基督徒的人，
And make him into a vessel unto honor.
把他制作成一个贵重的器皿。
So, being a chosen vessel also means you may have hard things to go through.
但所以，成为一个被拣选的器皿，也意味着你要经历很多的苦难。
That was part of what the Lord said to Ananias. That Paul is a chosen vessel of mine.
那就是主指示亚拿尼亚的，他跟他说：“保罗是我所拣选的器皿。
And he adds, I will show him the things he must suffer for my sake.
”他接着说：“我要向他指示，他要为着我的名受很多的苦难。
Yes, there is suffering as we surrender.
”是的，当我们降服于神，会有经历苦难。
Oh, but the Lord suffered himself for us.
哦，但是主耶稣为着我们受了，他自己也受了苦难。
And he rose in resurrection power.
然后他带着复活的大能起来了。
I remember one of the stories in Acts where Paul was stoned.
你记得在《使徒行传》里，保罗被人用石头打。
They continued to throw the stones and said they always did.
他们要继续用石头打他，说：“哦，他被打死了。
I got up and left because they thought he was dead.
所以他们就离开了，因为他们以为保罗已经被打死了。
He wasn't moving, there wasn't any life in him.
他不再动，他身上好像没有气息了。
But after they left, he got up and walked.
但是当他们离开以后，保罗从地上起来行走。
He walked in resurrection life.
他在复活的大能中行走。
And even when he was put in prison, the Lord came to rescue him.
即使他被下在监里，主也临到他来拯救他。
God proved that he was all that he needed.
主向他证明，主就是他所需要的一切。
And even when he was put in jail, the jailer came to know Christ.
即使当他被下在监里，狱卒也因着他信主了。
God can make vessels.
神可以制作器皿，
All we have to do is surrender to Him.
我们唯一所需要做的就是降服于他，
Don't be afraid to surrender.
不要害怕降服于他。
Let's do it cheerfully and joyfully.
让我们高高兴兴、欢欢喜喜的这样做。
I think the first thing the Lord did when I made my surrender was show me how much I needed Him.
我想，当我一开始把自己奉献给神的时候，神所做的第一件事就是向我显示我多么的需要他。
And He continues to do that through my lifetime.
在我一生之久，他一直这样的做。
Until I can say, without you, Lord, I can do nothing.
直到我向他说：“主啊，离了你，我什么都不能做。”
But you make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way.
但是你在没有路的地方可以开路。
Oh, He's called us to be His.
哦，他已经呼召我们成为他的。
Oh, if you haven't made a complete consecration, I encourage you to do it.
如果你还没有向主做一个完全的奉献，我鼓励你这样做。
In my case, I wrote it out on paper.
我当时是写在纸上的。
And I read it in my prayer to the Lord.
我向主读这个奉献的盟约作为我的祷告。
And I left space that I could add anything the Lord showed me.
我也留下一些空间，让主可以继续的向我显明。
And then the next lesson I was taught was He wants clean vessels.
我学的下一个功课就是，他教导我，他要的是洁净的器皿。
Oh, He wants to cleanse our thought life.
哦，他渴望来洁净我们的心思意念。
We had our first e-school on the Word of God.
在我们网校的第一个月，我们学习了神的话语。
Pastor Lynn taught us how important it is to read the Word.
林牧师教导我们读神的话是何等的重要。
As Jesus said it, now you're clean through the Word that I've spoken to you.
主耶稣说：“现在因为你们因为我讲给你们的道已经得洁净了。
Yes, there's transforming power as we read the Word.
”是的，当我们读神话语的时候，有改变生命的大能。
It contradicts all that the enemy would say to us.
它可以抵挡一切仇敌对我们所说的话。
The Word gives us hope,
神的话赐给我们盼望，
increases our faith.
加增我们的信心。
And just when we need His Word, He speaks to us.
正当我们需要他话语的时候，他就向我们说话。
Oh, we must take advantage of reading the Word.
哦，我们必须好好的来读神的话。
Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我将你的话语藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
Jesus said, Now you're clean through the word I've spoken to you.
主耶稣说：“现在，因为你们，因为我讲给你们的道已经得洁净了。
In the world we live in, we need that purity.
在我们今天所生活的这个世界上，我们需要这样的清洁。
We need to keep our garments white.
我们要保持我们的衣裳时常洁白，
And don't let our head lack any ointment.
也不要让我们的头上缺少膏油。”
The ointment is the Holy Spirit.
这膏油就是圣灵。
So not only do we need that cleansing, that's preparation to be filled with His Spirit.
所以我们需要这样的被清洁，这是被圣灵充满所必有的预备。
The disciples waited 10 days in the upper room.
门徒们在马可楼上等候了10天。
They didn't know how long they were to wait, they just waited.
他们并不知道需要等多久，但是他们就是等候。
But oh, when the fire fell upon them, it changed them.
Oh，当圣灵的火降在他们身上，就改变了他们。
They were able to do the work of God in God's way.
他们就可以来做神的工作，照着神的方式。
That's why I want to be filled with His Spirit.
那就是为什么我渴望被他的灵充满。
Oh, it's so wonderful that he called us.
哦，何等的奇妙，他呼召了我们。
We can become a chosen vessel if we're willing to let him cleanse us.
如果我们许可他来清洁我们，我们就可以成为被拣选的器皿。
And how much more if he fills us with his own spirit?
而且，当他用他的灵充满我们，还有何等奇妙的事发生？
The disciples turned the world upside down.
门徒们把整个世界都翻转了，
And people recognized they had been with Jesus.
人们就认出他们是跟过耶稣的，
That's what changes us, being with Him.
跟耶稣在一起就是可以改变我们的方式。
It would make us whiter than snow.
它会使我们变得比雪更白。
And he'd be able to give us more of his own spirit.
它就可以把更多它的灵赐给我们。
Lord Jesus, we need more of you.
主耶稣，我们需要更多的你。
Let our mouths be filled with praise and worship.
让我们的口里充满了敬拜和赞美。
As we praise you, you're giving us more of your spirit.
当我们赞美你的时候，你就把更多你的灵赐给我们，
More of your life.
更多你的生命。
If there's any sick among us, heal those that are sick.
如果我们中间有病的，求你医治那些有病的人。
If there's any discouraged, encourage them.
如果我们中间有灰心的，求你来鼓励他们。
That you haven't called the strong, you've called the weak things.
你并没有拣选那些强壮的，你拣选了那些软弱的。
And you give glory to the humble.
你也把荣耀赐给谦卑的人。
Oh, make us more like Jesus.
哦，让我们更像耶稣。
Yes, not only do we surrender and ask for that deeper cleansing, but we ask to be filled with His Spirit.
是的，我们不但需要降服于他，请求他更深的洁净我们，而且我们要请求他以他的灵更多的充满我们。
It's the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的恩赐。
And in Acts 2, we learn that God said He'd pour His Spirit on all flesh.
在《使徒行传》第2章，我们读到他要把圣灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Not only men and women, but your sons and daughters.
不但是男人和女人，也包括你们的儿子和女儿。
Oh, how the next generation needs the fullness of God's Spirit.
Oh，我们的下一代何等需要得着神圣灵的充满。
Jesus couldn't be in every place when he was on this earth.
当主耶稣在世上，在肉身里，他不能够同时出现在很多的地方。
But he wants to walk through you.
但是他渴望透过你行走在地上。
He wants to be in you
他
and
渴望，
show himself through you.
他渴望住在你里面，也透过你来显现他自己。
We are to be his representative in the world.
我们要成为他在这世上的代表，
That's what God is prizing.
这就是神所宝贵的。
He wants to see his son reflected in you.
他渴望他的儿子在你里面得到反应。
And if you say, "Oh no, not me. I'm too unworthy."
如果你说"哦，不是我，我太不配了"。
But God says he would pour out his spirit on all flesh.
但是神说，他要把圣灵浇灌在凡有血气的，
He comes to the humble.
他临到那些谦卑的人，
He comes to the weak.
他临到那些软弱的人，
He comes to the helpless.
他临到那些无助的人。
All he asks is that we surrender.
他所要的就是我们相服于他。
Give us a hunger for you, Jesus.
主啊，求你赐给我们对你的饥渴。
You want to live out your life within us.
你渴望从我们活出你自己。
We want you to, Lord.
主，我们渴望你来做。
We want to carry you everywhere we go in the world.
我们渴望无论我们走到哪里，都带着你。
We would be your chosen vessel.
我们称为被你拣选的器皿。
It amazes us that you choose the least of us.
这让我们何等的惊异！已经拣选了我们中间最卑微的。
And looking at Paul, no one is too difficult for you to handle.
当我们看一看保罗的生命，我们就知道没有一个人是太难的，是你没有办法对付的。
It's such a wonderful testimony.
这是何等美好的见证！
I took a look at every scriptures that books that Paul wrote. He wrote more than half of the New Testament.
如果我们看一看保罗所写的书信，很多的见证，他写了新约中超过一半的书信。
And I looked at what he called himself. He called himself apostle in many of them.
我注意到他怎样称呼自己，在很多的书信里，他都称自己为使徒。
And in some of them, he called himself a bondservant.
在有些书信里，他称自己为奴仆。
All these different things he called himself. I liked in Philemon, he called himself the prisoner of the Lord.
他对自己有很多的称呼，在腓利门书。他称自己是为基督耶稣被囚的囚徒。
Of course. Philemon must have enjoyed it because Philemon was a prisoner.
腓利门肯定很喜欢这样的称呼，因为他自己也是在监狱里的囚犯。
He wanted them, each one, to be partakers of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
他渴望他们每一个人都能够成为领受耶稣基督的灵的人。
Every one of us could be chosen.
我们每一个人都可以成为被拣选的。
He said he chose you from the foundation of the world.
他说他是从创世以先就拣选了你。
All we have to do is believe him.
我们唯一要做的就是来信靠他。
And he said to Paul, "I will show him the things He has to suffer.
他对保罗说："我要指示你，你将要受许多的苦难。
Yes, Paul became partaker in the trials like Jesus did.
是的，保罗在许多的苦难中与耶稣基督一同受苦。
He reports in the epistles, I was crucified with Christ.
他在书信里说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I live, yet not I. Christ lives in me.
”现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
You remember, we don't have time to read it all, but you read the book of Acts, he was stoned.
你记得在《使徒行传》里很多的地方，当他被石头打，
He was beaten.
他被人用鞭打。
He was left lied about.
他也被人说谎，
His own people had nothing to do with him.
他自己的百姓不跟他来往。
But he became the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他成为了基督耶稣的仆人和使徒。
History tells us that the disciples tried to find a replacement for Judas.
历史学家告诉我们，使徒们想要找到另外一个使徒来代替犹大。
And they did what came natural to the Hebrews. They threw dice to see how the lot would fall.
他们就做了希伯来人当时按着传统和习惯所做的，他们就摇签，想要摇出这个被拣选的。
They chose Matthias.
他们拣选了马提亚。
And Matthias went out into Ethiopia.
但是马提亚去了埃塞俄比亚。
And he was a missionary there, and he ultimately gave his life for the gospel.
他成为去那里的宣教士，最终把他的生命献给了神的福音。
But if those 11 apostles had waited to Pentecost,
但是如果那十一位使徒，一直等候，直到五旬节以后。
they wouldn't follow the old custom of casting dice like they did in the Old Testament.
他们本来不需要像在旧约圣经里一样，按着习俗去摇签来做决定。
They would have said, Lord, who do you choose?
他本来可以求问说：“主啊，你要拣选谁？”
Holy Spirit, speak to us, lead us.
圣灵，求你对我们说话，求你带领我们。
And God Himself chose Paul.
神亲自拣选了保罗。
He called him, he said, he's a chosen vessel.
他称他为蒙拣选的器皿。
The most unlikely he was somebody consenting to the death of Christians.
他是最不可能被选中的，因为他竟然同意基督徒被害，
But the Lord had chosen him.
但是主拣选了他。
So there isn't one of us that God wouldn't choose.
所以我们中间没有一个人是神不愿意拣选的。
He desires that all men come unto him.
他渴望所有人都来到他面前，
Let him choose you.
让他来拣选你。
And don't be afraid of the problems that may come.
也不要害怕前面等着你的一些问题。
We have two of our teachers that have had struggle because of illness in the family.
我们的老师有一些因着家庭的问题而在挣扎中的，
But they continue to minister to you.
但是他们继续的向你们服侍。
They continue to do the will of God.
他们继续的行神的旨意，
The Lord doesn't say it'll be an easy life.
主并没有应许是一个容易的生活，
There are many things we learn through trouble.
有很多的事情是我们在患难中所学习的，
We get to know ourselves better.
我们更多的认识自己。
And we go back to Jesus for Him to change us.
我们就回到耶稣面前，求他改变我们。
Make us the vessel he wants us to be.
让我们制作成他所想要的器皿。
It's a humble path.
这是一个卑微的道路。
So not only does he want us to surrender to him,
所以，他不单是要我们降服于他，
to be cleansed in his blood,
在他的宝血里得洁净，
but to also be filled with the Spirit of Jesus.
而且他要我们被耶稣的灵来充满。
Jesus found himself in the form of a man. He humbled himself.
主耶稣成为人的样式，他谦卑自己。
You know the verses in Philippians where he said he humbled himself.
你们知道《腓立比书》第二章的话语说，他自
He
己卑
became
微，
obedient to the death of the cross.
他自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In the garden, he conquered when he said, Not my will, but yours be done.
在科西玛尼园，当他说"不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思"，他得胜了。
That's where we get our victory by saying, What would you have me do?
这也是我们怎样可以得着得胜，对他说："主啊，你要我做什么？
Not my will, but yours be done.
不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意
Oh, Jesus, we thank you, you're here.
思。"哦，耶稣，我们感谢你，你就在这里。
We'd like to have some prayers from the teacher. I'm not sure who is here this morning.
我们希望老师们有一些祷告。
Ah, ni hao, ni hao. She's my original translator. Great. And there is our precious Pastor Ruth that we're filling in for her, and she's here. Hong Leon, will you pray? And then I'll ask Pastor Ruth to share. Pray.
I pray.
Okay, dear.
Hallelujah. 感谢主。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你。
Amen.
主啊，我们感谢你拣选了我们。主啊，我们是何等的人，但是你拣选了一撮的人。主啊，我们都是不配的，但是你拣选了我们，你拣选了我们，你把自己赐给我们，你把你的圣灵赐给我们，让圣灵一直的充满我们，来洁净我们。来帮助我们，来改变我们，来调整我们。主啊，就像你坐在保罗的身上，主啊，当你呼召他，你也充满他；当你拣选他，你也充满他。主啊，你拣选我们，你也这样的，你的灵也在我们的里面来洁净我们。主啊，我们愿意的降服，全然的降服。全然的跟随你，哦，主啊，我们知道，因为你与我们同在，主啊，在这个道路上虽然会有很多的挑战、很多的诱惑、很多的试探，但是主，你的爱永远不会离开我们，你永远与我们同在，
Amen.
没有什么能够使我们跟神的爱隔绝。这就是保罗所经历的。主啊，我们为着我们献上每一位，哦，主啊，家人们，主啊，让我们在这条路上，主啊，紧紧的跟随你，哦，紧紧的抓住你，更多的与你连结，更多的被你充满，更厉害的需要你。主啊，谢谢你，你将会改变我们。改变我们，充满我们的生命，使得我可以成为你何用的器皿。哦，主啊，谢谢你，赞美你，我们是你的器皿。哦，Thank you, Jesus。主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你，赞美你，赞美你。我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。 Amen. Amen.
Through.
哈利路亚，哈利路亚！主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你。主耶稣，谢谢你不嫌弃我们，你拣选我们。我们本来是软弱的、卑贱的，甚至是人所厌恶的，但是你看中了我们，你拣选了我们。主耶稣，而且你没有后悔，你拣选我们，直到如今我们能够在这里，就是你没有后悔，因为我们愿意被你来制作，
Amen.
你开始在我们身上制作，一路在我们身上制作，主啊，让我们也不要后悔，也不会半途而废，主耶稣，让我们一直跟着你。一直跟着你，一直降服在你的面前，让你来制作。说主啊，主啊，愿你的手不离开我，你照你的心意来制作。我缺什么，你就给什么。我有什么是不该有的，是多余的，是不合你心意的，你就来拿走，让我完全甘心乐意的放下自己的一切。被你来制作，主啊，让我们不断的来经历你，借着多多的与你亲近，借着你把我们放在各样的环境中，来经历你，无论是患难，无论是捆锁，任何一切的遭遇，让我们在其中经历到你。经历到你的大能，经历到你的慈爱，更看清楚你的心意。主要让我们就越来越喜乐，越来越顺服，让我们就跟你一路荣耀与你同行。哈利
Amen.
路亚，哈利路亚！让我们每天都经历你手的工作，每天都经历。你的大能，每天都看到你的荣耀，让我
Amen.
们口中充满赞美，充满赞美，哈利路亚！主啊，让我们做这样的顺服的器皿，一直
Amen.
被你制作，一直被你制作，一直享受你，一直跟你一起来经历你的荣耀，赞美主，赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
哎，妹，好嘞，
Yeah.
都。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to sing in Chinese.
不要用中文唱一首歌。
You can sing too, Ruby. 主，我在我心，主，我在我心，啊，何等奇妙主恩，基督，我在我心。Yes, Lord,
是
live out
的，主，
your life through all of us.
从我们每个人里面活出你自己。
You want to walk this earth through us.
你渴望透过我们行在这个地上。
We thank you for the work you're doing in Dr. Chen.
Amen. 我们感谢你在陈医生的身上所做的。
We thank you for the good report.
我们感谢你这个好消
We give
息。
you praise. We give you glory.
我们把赞美荣耀归给你。
Help us, Lord, to let go and let you have control.
主帮助我们放下一切，让你来掌管我们。
Amen。
That you might live out your life within us.
好让你从我们里面活出你自己，
Speak through us.
透过我们说话，
Think through us.
透过我们思想。
Let us be more controlled by your spirit.
让我们更多的被你的灵管制。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。阿门。
Hallelujah. The
哎，赞美主。
Lord is here in power.
主耶稣在这里大能大力与我们同在。
Amen. Next week, we'll be back with Pastor Ruth.
下周我们邀请郭牧师来教导我们。
Same to you.